This is a Bramble Jam right? podcast.
Hi, it's Hallmark Daddy, and I love Hallmark Spring Movies.
Hey, it's Panda. I like Hallmark Spring Movies.
Hi, I'm Daniel Despise the Films, and I despise Hallmark Spring Movies. And this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
I forgot you haven't been watching basketball all weekend at all, clearly, because they've shown that preview no less than 100 times.
Yo, but what's shocking to me is...
You just saw it for the first time.
Yeah, but I mean, this is not like the PG-13 ones No.
What are we talking
Mortal
about?
Mortal Kombat. Oh, Mortal good. Kombat movie.
No, good. This is...
He saw the preview right before we went on air. Obviously, we wouldn't be watching TV now. And it said rated R, and he got very excited because he...
Because it's like the video game at that point,
and,
right?
And I...
You have an exclusive. I only watch R-rated movies.
That's right.
No. Anything below that, and it's just not good.
PG-13, what am I, a child?
Which is weird, because you watch a lot of Hallmark movies. On TV, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Thought it might
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, he gets a different cut.
TVG. Oh, you get a very
different cut.
Different
cut of Hallmark.
The waterfalls they were chasing.
Yeah.
Whoa. The kiss at the end was a little better in his version. What? It wasn't a good kiss is what I was getting at. Yeah.
That's what came across. Deck the Hallmark.
I could see how that could be.
Could be bad.
I could see. I can see. Guys, Tuesday. You believe it? Panda, yesterday, you listened to the Christmas Prince. Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part?
What was your favorite part of that?
Everything Alonzo said yesterday, pure gold.
Pure gold.
Comedy all day long.
Yep.
But that's Alonzo for you.
He's going to put that in his Twitter bio. Comedy all day long.
A Twitter bio?
What is that?
I'm going to put that in my Twitter bio.
Decanter?
Why, hello there.
Hi, Decanter. How are you,
Twitter bio.
Yes, sir. Or bam. we're talking about Chasing Waterfalls, the kickoff of a spring fling.
And in their usual tradition, they start off each season with what I can only imagine is the worst movie.
What? Don't play your hand too early,
Oh,
Dan.
My bad.
And also,
I'll save it.
Could not be less true. They try to do something, and they try to have good...
Beverly Hills Wedding. For Love Ever
taking
After.
A shot at love.
Taking a shot at love.
Winter in Vale last year?
Yeah, that's right. You slunk back to your
corner. I'm doing it for this reaction.
Hey, have you found a bunker to go hide in for the rest of your life? Because you're the worst.
Got him.
Got him, guys.
It's a good one.
So I am trying out a new thing called Hallmark Daddy.
Yeah,
where
it's a terrible idea.
I'm thinking about changing my Twitter handle
to
Hallmark Daddy. It's something that I've been saying today only. This is the first time. So, Panda, you seem very into it. Dan, you seem very not into it. I'd like to hear both arguments so that I can make my own decision.
My argument speaks for itself in the fact that it's creepy just to say it out loud.
Hallmark Daddy?
Yeah.
I want to hear you say it.
Yeah. No, but... I'm more interested in to hear...
Hey, what type of movie are we watching?
A Hallmark movie.
Okay.
Good luck.
What's your least favorite way for someone to start out a prayer?
Oh, big pops?
No, I would love that.
You like big pops.
Big pops.
It's daddy.
Daddy?
Oh.
Yeah, it's your least favorite.
People, you're listening and you're one of those people, I want to hear your defense of this.
No, I think it doesn't need a defense, first of all, because you're Hallmark Daddy. Think about it. You're one of the parents of this podcast.
Sure.
Here. And I, to be honest with you, I'm honored to call you Hallmark Daddy.
Doesn't get any easier.
Guys, how are our brackets?
Oh, great.
Last week, Bramble Jam Plus subscribers got to join a tournament challenge up for grabs. Are a lot of goodies, including a personalized song.
Any of your goodies?
Not my goodies. But that's going great. But also, you get to hear us fill out our brackets. And we are all doing a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm last in the entire group.
Wow.
I tried my best to be out of the box, and it worked. So
yeah, well, and here's the thing is the tournament has been out of the box this year, but just not in the way that you hoped
no,
for.
No, clearly.
And all the other, they saw your boxes that you're out of, and they're opposite. Like, get out. Get out of those boxes.
I haven't checked my score. It's, I don't think, great.
Yeah.
No.
I have Drexel winning it all.
Yeah,
I'm stunned.
Come in.
The Drexel Dragon. You brought this up. But was it Jay Billis's daughter?
Jay Billis, analyst for ESPN.
Yeah.
They said she did her bracket based upon which mascot would win in a fight. And she was perfect until, like, she was the first 14 she got right. And Drexel.
But one of the first 14 was Drexel.
Was in that first 14 games.
And so she had the what? Beating the dragons?
Whoever,
it was a little bird.
It was it was the kingfisher.
It was the kingfisher.
Oh, yeah, but that is, clearly she doesn't understand how fights work.
The only thing we could make out is that she established dragons couldn't exist in the real world, or she was using like a bearded dragon.
But clearly in the mascot
dragon.
Picture,
it's a medieval.
There's fire in it.
That's why you can't beat a dragon.
Yeah. You can't beat a dragon.
You can't beat a dragon.
Guys. You can train a dragon. Or
How?
I have a couple steps.
Okay.
Step one.
Calm down with the fire. It's going to get out of hand real quick. All right.
Talking or singing there?
Both in. Hey, you guys ready for the Hallmark Daddy synopsis of the week?
Yes, Daddy.
No, absolutely not.
Chasing Waterfalls originally aired on March 20th, 2021.
We're proudly a G-rated show. If you say yes, Daddy, one more time,
it ticks it up.
I don't know what you want me to do. That's just name for today.
That and Mortal Kombat would be on the same playing field at that point.
Chasing Waterfalls originally aired on March 20th, 2021. And it went a little something like this.
2021.
Amy is a photographer, but don't worry, it's just a hobby. She's a software geek, her words, for a magazine. But when she catches wind that her boss needs somebody to take pictures of waterfalls, she jumps all over that opportunity. She really puts herself out there thanks to her giant portfolio that's readily available at all times. Her boss is like, YOLO, go find a waterfall that's never been photographed before. Good luck. So she goes to the lodge by a bunch of waterfalls and goes to find one waterfall. Bumps into a fella named Mark North. Mark North has a daughter. They seem to be having a wonderful time. It also turns out that he is a tour guide that knows where all the waterfalls are. Now, they spend a lot of time together opening up about life and love and desires and hopes and dreams. And one of hers is to open up a gallery for all of her photographs that have never seen the light of day. He agrees to show her one waterfall, Angel Falls. It's very hard to find, but he knows where it is, and he's entrusting her with it, but he is going to blindfold her, and she promises, I will not let this location out. We'll see. But there's this other mythical fall named Redwood Falls. And he says, I'm not going to show you where that is, but I am going to tell you exactly how to find it. Okay. He takes her out on the water, and they are talking, and they're making eyes, and he admits that he is the only one of the only people who has ever seen Redwood Falls, and it is legendary. Quit selling, Mark. They make it to Angel Falls, and everything freezes. And there's an angel, and they're talking. I'm kidding. Other movie, everybody. But we do get to see Christopher Russell shirtless, which he kisses her on the cheek, and he's like, also, there's a place available to rent if you want to open your gallery in town, if you want to move here after a couple days. And she says, I'm considering it. So she sends in the picture, and she made a big old boo-boo where she left in the geolocation in the file. And they went ahead and they published that bad boy. And so Mark comes in, and Mark is like, hey, you promised, and a promise is a promise. And she's like, I am sorry, I didn't do this on purpose. And he's like, not from where I'm sitting, you know, the type of thing. And so she calls her boss, and she really yells at her boss. And her boss says, thank you for yelling at me today. We have your next assignment whenever you're ready. But she says, no, thank you. I'm out of here. She's getting ready to leave, and she goes to find Mark. Mark's not there, so she decides, you know what? I'm going to find Redwood Falls. And thanks to the very detailed instructions that Mark North gave her to find this secret waterfall that only he knows where it is, she finds it. Luckily, Mark remembers the very clear instructions as well, goes and finds her. They kiss little ones. And that, my friends, was Chasing Waterfalls.
We did it.
Yeah. That's right.
Chased them.
They chased them real.
I'll get you. I'm going to get you, waterfall.
Oh, come here. Come here, waterfall.
Oh, no.
That's the waterfall.
Waterfall, you silly.
Hey, thank
you. You're silly, waterfall. How tall are you?
Tall.
You ever stop falling?
Never.
Are you the tallest one?
Real big.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from some of our wonderful sponsors who help us do fun things like this every day. I'd like to hold it.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you?
Dude.
Do you remember cookies?
Oh, my gosh. Cookies. You remember when we could eat cookies?
Man, I loved them.
Oh, my gosh. You know when we were kids and you just didn't look at how much sugar was in things?
Oh, yeah. Dare to
how
dream.
How fun was that? Well, I've got some news for you. High Key Cookies is bringing back the sweets with none of the sugar, and it tastes delicious. You heard me right.
I do.
High Key Cookies, 0 grams of sugar, 1 gram of net carbs, 3 grams of protein, all the awesomeness of a homemade chocolate chip cookie. It's keto friendly. It's low net carb. It's gluten and grain free. I got them. I was very skeptical. I opened up the bag. Each morsel was delicious.
I just bought some more.
Delightful. Could not believe they were keto friendly and sugar free. Couldn't believe it. And here's the thing. You can eat a whole bag of those bad boys, 300 calories. That's the whole bag of cookies. So if you're worried about weird serving sizes, not with High Key Cookies. A whole bag, 300 calories. These cookies are worth it. And you don't have to really give anything for it because they're good for you. They're healthy. Oh. Healthy cookies. Can you believe we made it, guys? We're here in the future. We did it. Listen, don't take my word for it. Over 23,000 five-star reviews. Wow. Why not? Healthy cookies. Save $20 right now.
Yes.
When you try High Key's chocolate chip cookie bundle at highkey.com/Hallmark. Or they got other stuff aside from cookies. They got their snacks, sweet, salty, whatever your pleasure. They got it, and it's healthy. You can save 20% site-wide when you use your discount code Hallmark, and they guarantee you'll love it or your money back. You can try their products completely risk-free. To claim that offer, $20 off the chocolate chip bundle or 20% off their entire site, highkey.com/Hallmark. Use the discount code Hallmark. That's HIGHKEY.com/Hallmark. Go get you some healthy cookies today.
Say hi, Key. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. Hallmark Daddy here with you on a wonderful
Spinning
Tuesday.
The tracks.
That's exactly right. Up next.
A big barber and Hallmark Daddy.
Guys, we're talking about Chasing Waterfalls, the first of the Spring Fling movies. If I recall from our preview special last week, this was one that all of us were low on from an excitement level. And that's why I'm very excited about our hot take segment.
Because of how low we were on.
Well, because I want to see how it compares. Okay. I want to see Panda. You were very low. I think you gave it a 2 out of two lilies out of 5.
Yeah.
Where did it land for you? What's your hot take? Give it to me. Real good.
So what I would say is that it is better than I expected.
In fact, I
was so low on this movie. I was kind of just dreading it all week.
Wow.
But you know what? It was significantly better than that. I would say this is the best I've seen Cindy in a movie.
Really?
I think this is my favorite role she's done so far. I really liked her. I liked, it's Chris, right?
Christopher Russell.
Yeah, Chris Russell. I liked his character. You know, there's a ceiling, I think, naturally with a movie that's all about waterfalls. But overall, I really enjoyed it.
That's the best sentence I've ever heard.
He didn't know where he was going when he started it. He was just trying to add ceiling. Something of value, and you failed.
I think that this movie, like with hockey, it's boundless. Yeah, like it's taking a shot at love.
The hockey movies are boundless.
Boundless. But with waterfalls,
there's a ceiling.
Ceiling. Yeah. And so here, I think it reached the ceiling. I think this is as good as it could have been considering waterfalls.
Considering water.
You think that's not to downplay.
Yeah, waterfalls way down a movie?
No. I think, they can.
Wow.
Because if it's all about the waterfall, if it's only about a waterfall. But I think the waterfalls were the best part of this movie, too, though.
Okay.
But I think that there's a limit.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's good stuff.
I stand by everything I just said and more.
I agree with Panda for the most part here. It exceeded my expectations, especially being a waterfall movie, which I think we all know there's a ceiling there.
Yeah. It goes without saying, almost.
I got to say, I was going to, I think, protest Hallmark if we got multiple waterfall scenes without Chris Russell without a shirt on. And finally we got it. And so thank you, Hallmark, Hallmark Daddy, pleased. But the overall, I liked it a lot. It's middle of the pack from the year as a whole. But from a waterfall movie standpoint, it's good.
Yeah, he gets it.
In comparison to all the other waterfall movies you two have seen.
Yes.
Yeah. I am so happy that Hallmark finally decided to shine a light on the usually forgotten profession of photographer. We don't get enough photography movies and showing you how serious you have to take yourself and all the schooling and work it takes to be a photographer. And Hallmark finally said, you know what? We got to put the photographer front and center. That aside, this being the 800th photography movie and the first waterfall movie that I've seen on Hallmark, it's probably the worst of both of those. It's really bad.
It's the worst photography movie?
Yes. You heard me correctly. Shoe Addict's Christmas is a better movie than this movie. I want to say that just unequivocally. The Emilia Ullerup going to out to Martha's Vineyard or wherever she goes out to, better than this movie, where she wraps 100 gifts in an
hour. Christmas Bells Are Ringing is better than this?
Yes. You heard that right here.
I agree with Shoe Addicts, but I draw the line at Christmas Bells Are Ringing.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You'd rather have this than a Christmas movie?
No.
Okay,
but
there you
from
go.
A
that's all I needed.
From Thank a quality standpoint,
that's
Thank not
that's
fair.
All I needed.
That's
you,
not
that's
fair.
All I needed.
No, that's not fair. Anyway. I would rather take any Christmas movie over any other movie.
Okay, well then it's better for you.
No, that's not how my mind works.
All right,
I'm Hallmark Daddy. I make the rules.
It's a terrible movie. The kiss at the end looked like they were paid to kiss each other. Like it looked like they had zero desire. They literally grabbed each other by the shoulders and kept.
How was the R version?
It was the same, believe it or not. So it was really disappointing.
Where did they get the R?
Chris just says some
things. Yeah, he does.
Classic Chris.
Very offensive.
The kiss left room for the Holy Spirit in between them. It was like a middle school Christian dance. Like it's a bad movie, guys. In fact, I can't believe I'm saying this. The movie about weather with these two is better than this movie. Yeah.
No.
You heard me.
Mm-mm.
But as far as waterfalls go, you're right. There is a ceiling there. And this movie, I don't know if it reads it or not. It's the only waterfall movie I've ever seen. But if this is the ceiling for waterfall movies, let's never make another one. Can we do that, please?
Sure.
Okay, great.
It's time for All the Feels. Part of the show, we talk about one of this movie goes as feels. Panda.
Waterfalls.
Sure.
Didn't see it coming.
Honestly, the very last waterfall lives up to the hype. I was really scared that it wouldn't live up to the hype. But when you go there, there's all these little baby falls. As she's walking
Angel
up.
Falls doesn't live up to the hype.
Angel
though.
Falls
yeah.
does
can all
not
agree
live up.
There,
that
right?
is 100% yes. true. But Redwood Falls at the very end, there's all the little baby falls leading up to it. Almost like a grand entrance. You're like in a cathedral of falls.
All
right?
Those baby falls are like, oh!
Yeah. And then when you arrive, it goes, and then, Yeah, exactly. You get it. And so for me, that was pinnacle. The rest of this movie, not a lot of feels in it, but waterfall here for it. Love that last fall. Love that last waterfall. The water?
Blue.
Blue. Super blue. Super
I got
blue.
You go girl feels when she's yelling at her boss.
Yeah.
Like you go girl. You know, I think she maybe had already come to terms with the fact that she was going to quit her job regardless. And so that takes away from it a little bit. Like she's not you go girling and also doesn't want to lose this job. I think she's already past that point. But still, you know, it takes a lot to tell your boss what's up. And with that type of fiery passion. So you go, girl. I was for that. And yeah, sure, waterfall feels great.
I got stock hummingbird photography feels. Of the stock photographs of hummingbirds I've seen that you can find on a postcard somewhere, the one that this 9-year-old takes is just great. Oh, she's 11. She's 11. This one this 11-year-old takes is just phenomenal.
I have that hummingbird as a wait what, but we'll get to that.
Everyone in America should have it as a wait what. It is just blatantly obvious. The girl has never taken a photograph before with an actual camera, and she takes something that's on the back of postcards everywhere somehow with her first shot, mid-flap. Hey, what if we let this girl take one picture and we just made a stock photo? We just put a stock photo in there.
The camera works, man.
I got feels there, though, because that was when I knew they weren't even trying. And I was like, yeah, I'm here for it. phone it in again.
We got to take a quick break. We'll come back with the wait what's and the what the hallmarks. And I think it's going to be really good. Early reviews, 2 thumbs up. We'll be right back here on Deck Dahmer.
Oh, you guys remember lobsters?
Yep. Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about Chasing Waterfall. Very excited to get to the wait what part of the show, where we talk about what in this movie made us go, wait, what? Panda, take it away, pal.
At the very beginning, what's her name? Amy is going around taking pictures of people.
Yeah.
It's not until the very end. Some guy, not the very end, but the last scene of the beginning, the guy looks at her and he goes, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, do you mind if I take your picture? So she's just going around taking pictures without people's permission them.
Yep.
And she goes, it's just a little hobby. I don't think that's okay.
It's not legal. It's not legal to do. Yeah, you can't just randomly do that.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Does Leo get paid to recruit people for open mic night? Because that guy goes hard. Like, I mean.
Does he have a bonus on the line?
Come out. There's an open mic night? I had not heard that there is an open mic night.
You can get 20 people to open mic. Yeah.
I don't understand. At one point, Amy says the line, it doesn't matter if you have a $1,000 camera or a $1 camera. As long as you have, I believe it's something like passion or something like that. And I can tell you that that is not true.
Yeah. Not only is that not true, but the thing she says before that, she says it's the singer, not the song. And look, we can all agree that good singers can sing any song. That's true. But to basically discount the entirety of the songwriting profession.
Yeah.
For the voice is not only patronizing, but also just flat out not true. There are bad songs.
There's a reason why no one listens to all of Katy Perry's albums.
That's right. Yep.
They just listen to the singles.
That's right.
No one knows track 7.
No. That is just.
But give me Roar all day.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Who wouldn't?
I'm not sure the daughter knows what a dad joke is because she keeps saying like that's a dad joke and
bad dad joke.
No. She knows the dad joke. She says the bad dad joke.
But they're not. It's not even that. Like at one point he's just sarcastic and she goes, "That's a bad dad joke," and it's like it's not though. Like that's not even.
You know what? But dad jokes are bad jokes. So bad dad jokes are good jokes. It's a double negative, right? But dad jokes are implied that it is a bad joke.
That is why.
To say a bad dad joke makes me think that's a good joke.
But
you're not even landing on being a dad joke because it's a good joke, so it's a bad dad joke. That is why
bad is an adjective for the dad. She's saying he's a bad father.
He's a bad, that's a bad.
He's not a good dad that does tell jokes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what she's saying.
No, that clarifies a lot of things.
He's a terrible father.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. That's
but
good.
He is funny.
I think they're all jokes about bad fathers.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a bad dad joke.
For them to keep putting bad dad in there was just absurd to me.
It's a bad dad joke.
It's a bad dad.
It's not a bad dad joke. It's a bad dad joke.
Yeah. No.
You got it. It's nuanced,
but it's there.
You get it.
I love it. She, at one point, Amy says, I like the sounds of that. And sounds isn't ever plural. I Googled that. It's never, I like the sounds of that. I like the sound of that.
I like the sound of that, of course, is the phrase. But like if it was like something with multiple sounds, like I like the sounds of that.
I like the sounds of that.
I don't think I'd ever say that.
You wouldn't, because I don't think that's a thing. And then finally, he has this bit where, in order to confuse her where they're going, he turns her around multiple times.
Yeah, he spins her three times. Yeah.
Well, at one point, they're just on a path, right? Like, they're headed in one direction, clearly, and then he spins her around.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything.
It does nothing.
It does nothing.
I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be a funny or not.
I couldn't either, but
I can't imagine that we were supposed to take it seriously, because I just kept going. And then he blindfolds her. Like...
Yeah, like that's the thing. That's why it made me think that it was a more for like
up
the
until that point. It's a bit.
It's a bit
because it's but they're yeah. He's blindfolded.
I don't, whatever. I have no clue. But there it is.
Her commitment to talking to herself out loud
is something.
Unbelievable. At one point, she walks into the lodge, and she says, "Oh, this is nice. Oh, Apple, don't mind if I do." She's just talking all out loud.
Yeah, that dope. Yeah.
She's talking all out loud. And my boy Leo's watching this all happen, and he seems totally down with it. So it was an impressive commitment. Speaking of Leo, listen, I think when Leo says the line that I'm about to say, I think Leo and Amy had maybe had two conversations. But at one point, she walks in, and Leo, working at the hotel behind the desk, just goes, "Whoa, don't you look good?" And I'm just here to say, I don't think you should do that.
That is
unwarranted. You are working a place where you're supposed to make people feel safe about sleeping there, you don't yell out, "Whoa, don't you look good?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He is catcalling her.
Yes.
From the desk. From the information desk.
Yes.
So that's a no-go.
That's a no-go.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a no-go. I couldn't get over the fact that my guy, who had made it very clear, Redwood Falls, it's legendary, I cannot show it to you, proceeded
to tell her
exactly what to do.
Every single step on how
I'm
to
not
get
gonna
to Redwood
take you,
Falls.
I'm not going to take you there. I am going to take you to another waterfall that if you can find that, you could find the other
one. That's right.
One.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe
it. I'll never tell you where my house is, but if you go.
But here's the address.
To this street, and you go two streets down and take a left.
Yes.
Then it will be the fifth house on the what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
I mean, just the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I also, that Twisted Rock was pretty neat, huh?
Sure.
Wild.
What happened there?
It got confused.
Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I have, Dan.
You know, Leo cat calls her from the desk.
Whoa!
But can we talk about Christopher Russell's other person of color friend that like is throwing himself at her upon first meeting? Like he's never seen a woman before. He kisses her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good with a hand kiss here in 2021.
She walks around the corner and he goes, "Hey, oh."
Yeah. I mean, it is like everyone here is like a construction worker from every 1990s comedy. Yeah. Like
they're dressed well, so it doesn't count.
I just don't understand how we're getting away with that.
Look at that.
The unsung hero of this movie, and the reason this movie is not the worst of the year, is for someone without a speaking part. And I can tell you who that is.
That is
the boy that likes Christopher Russell's daughter, his best friend.
Yes.
That kid, I don't know your name, bro. And the fact that you didn't get paid to do this because you're a background actor is unfortunate because you get two scenes and you could crush both of them. Let me walk you back. The first scene, that he gets to do is the, hey, we've got it. She goes over to say, hey, do you want a Coke or something? Before she gets out of her mouth, the girl down there goes, hey, aren't we going to go see the new doc? And then the guy who she likes goes, we're going to go see a new doc. And then his friend is supposed to elbow him like this and say, come on. And he misses. He misses. He doesn't even elbow him. He's like way out here and he goes, like, it's just air.
But not only did he like miss this. It, like, doing it, I think he also missed the timing.
Yeah.
Because my buddy's he's already gone. On his way to the dock.
He's gone. He's gone.
You don't need to be like, come on. He's already halfway there, my friend.
He just throws an air elbow out there and says, come on. And then the next scene, they ask each other to dance, and they walk off to dance. This kid is standing by himself, and he looks at them. Their backs are turned to him, and he goes, thumbs up. I mean, I don't know who this kid is, but I love
vibes.
Him.
I got Panda vibes.
Oh, yeah.
I just felt that. Yeah. Like, I'm not laughing because I've been there.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have I...
Airbow. Hey. There it is. It's gone before you know it. Mm. Hey, you guys are getting there. You know to stay still now. That's the key. Got to give him a still target, not a moving.
All right, I'm not going to stay still. I'm coming for you.
Okay. Go.
Oh, that was a little tougher.
Yeah,
it was a little wayward. Almost lost you there. Started going
this
way.
That's because you're going crazy.
Yeah, that's what it is. So the big boss lady, Jeffries, who's the big boss lady in the beginning of this movie,
sure.
takes time out of her busy day building outfits for the Incredibles to also run this magazine. And she is supposed to be big time, and she's in a meeting with Cindy Busby, and someone brings her a note on a sheet of notebook paper that has been ripped out with all the tabs still in it, folded up. Like, are we using the middle school note passing system in order for her to get valuable information? That wouldn't be emailed or texted to her or called. I don't understand that at all. It doesn't make any sense. She goes to Susie Falls. That's the first fall she's got to take pictures of. She goes to one spot. She takes three pictures and says, I got what I need. We're moving on. This is the first thing she's got to send back to see if she can be a professional photographer. It's a hobby of hers. She takes one angle of pictures from Susie Falls and is that confident. I don't need to go from any other angle. These are the ones. These are the big boys. It just doesn't make sense. She says that she is okay with heights as long as she's attached to something. And I would submit to you, you're always attached to something if you're up tall. Right? When are you not?
Skydiving.
Parachute. Unless you're diving off a cliff into water.
Yeah.
Aside from that,
I wouldn't feel
she's
good, about that.
Good as long as she's attached to something. That's everything.
Aside from the base jumping. And I think that's fair.
No, but with base jumping, even then, no, like
base jumping is like a bungee. Yeah.
Sorry, or, just yeah. to jump,
just
to dive.
A cliff dive
diving
into the water.
In, going deep.
And over my head, wannabe.
You know.
Man. And then I am very confused. Unless I've missed out on tent technology in the last 20 years. The only few times I've been camping, tents keep mosquitoes out of the tent. And all night she's sleeping, swatting at mosquitoes. And I don't know what happened there. I don't know what tent she's using, if she decided to leave it open and maybe, like, you know, baste herself
in butter.
It was
a classic trappage.
I don't know how she's getting bit by mosquitoes in the tent.
It's a classic trappage situation.
A classic.
Maybe there's a little gap at the bottom.
There's a little gap.
Must be.
Little gap at the bottom.
It's a mosquito gap. Skeeter gap is what they call it.
Skeeter gap.
So I'm left.
Yeah, so good.
You did it?
I did it.
It's time for What the Hallmark Inspired Show. We wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda.
So Amy gets the job from her coworker who broke her leg while skydiving.
Yep.
I want to know more about the mishap that happened on that one because... I mean, that's pretty serious.
This is why, like, you always want to be tethered, you know?
Yeah, think about what the options there are. As she's skydiving, did something go wrong with the parachute? Ugh.
It was a hard land.
Like, what happened? I want to know.
She didn't come in at the right angle.
You got to do the running.
She didn't do that. She just came straight down, tried to cannonball it. You can't cannonball.
You can't cannonball solid ground. I wouldn't recommend it.
No. I just want to know more because, I mean, that's probably one of the more serious injuries that we've heard somebody taking over from. Like, that's pretty severe.
I have two. One, I do want to know, I didn't see where she was storing her giant portfolio in the office where she could just have it at all times. I do want to know where her storage was for that. But more importantly, I do want to know the status of the litter. There was a lot of concern that if the latitude and longitude, they get those come out, then there's going to be a lot of littering at Angel Falls.
And Chris Russell, clearly the only thing he hates more than a liar is a litter
bug.
That's right.
So has it happened? Is the litter out of control over at Angel Falls? I'd hate to see that.
You don't want to see that.
It would be awful, but I do feel like I need an update on Angel Falls.
Yeah. When and how does Kyra school? Now, they say in the movie, very off the cuff, I talked to her principal, and she does everything through Zoom and email. Mm-hmm. That is not a common setup. I know we're in the world of virtual schooling, and everyone does that. But I'm here to tell you that if school is in session and everyone is in the classroom, one person in middle school cannot just Zoom in. That's not how it works. And so she doesn't have a tutor. I just have a lot of questions about that. I don't know how that happened. It seemed like they just wrote it off with one sentence and everyone would buy it because we're currently in the age of virtual schooling. But that is not okay. Most principals would say, no, this child needs an actual education. Everyone else is getting one. It's only fair.
Maybe what she's doing is she's zooming in to a live class or something like that.
But yeah, she's hiking with her dad all day, every day. First of all, so that makes it tough. But second of all, one person doesn't zoom in. Like half the stuff you do is tactile, kinesthetic. Like it's group projects and all that other stuff. Like if everyone's e-learning, it makes sense. But if everybody's in the class and she got special permission, it just doesn't add up. They do it for like homebound cases when you're like, you've got an injury where you can't go in, but not long term. That's not schooling unless you have a private tutor. So I want to know that.
Listen, unless they want us to believe that this is current modern day, because there are,
but he doesn't say, because of COVID. He says, I talked to her principal. We got special permission to do school through Zoom and email.
I hear you, pal.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if you can hear it at home.
Yeah, construction's wild today.
Some wild hammering with rhythms I've never heard before.
It's like somebody's like, I'm going to start tapping, and then I'm going to go hard, and then I'm going to tap, 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 hard tap. It doesn't make, like, this person
is asleep
at the hammering wheel. They have been drinking. I don't, like, it's not consistent. We couldn't do a rap out of it. It's all over the map.
I'm podcasting over here.
And lastly, I'm pretty sure the compass he gives her is from Walt Disney World. The top of that compass has a mouse on it, a silhouette, I think. There's a thing in the middle, but I think it's a mouse. I'm very confused. Is the compass from Disney? We never see the compass when it's not pointing north. We don't for very long. I'm pretty sure it's the Disney mouse logo up there. I want to know the story behind that.
Yeah.
Those are my what the hallmark.
I like that, though. I like that a lot. All right, guys, we did it. Congratulations. I'm very proud of us. What do we have next week? Don't Go Break In My Heart.
Yeah, we'll break
up that one.
Yeah.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Changed it to that. But before we leave, we do have to do the double decker of the week where Panda does the deep dive. Mm-hmm. You always come prepared because every time, every week we do this. So there's never a week where you forget.
No.
Dan.
Yeah.
Who do we have today?
You'd be surprised to learn just who we have today, Brian. It is, Susan Pack. Susan Pack is who we have today.
Susan's great. I love Susan Pack. She's awesome. She one of the things about Susan, she runs the website harleysreview.org.
Is it a review of Harley?
Motorcycles or people or named...
People named Harley.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
Yeah.
So aggressive.
But it's not consistent at all.
It's just like enough to be distracting.
It's like they're playing whack-a-mole with varying levels of confidence. Gee, are we okay in here? Oh,
guys,
my gosh.
That's wild.
That's bonkers.
That can't be a hammer, right?
We got two more to
record.
They're
going through drywall at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, that is aggressive.
It's a lot.
So they ran Harleys?
Yeah, she rates Harley.
Who's the top rated Harley?
Oh, Harley Quinn.
Okay.
What about also Harley?
Yep. It's tough to concentrate. Harley Davidson ever really get in
quick,
there?
Really quick, no. Yeah, I didn't people think so. On our Facebook group are asking about what we think Christopher Russell is, a lion or a donkey.
Yeah, that's
now,
because
this
of the
is
interview.
An interview. Remind
he likes
me.
To think of all the animals. Okay. Like he likes to be an animal in all of his performances.
So lion or donkey? Ooh.
I think he's a lion. It's a lion for me.
I think he's a donkey. He knows his way around like the paths and stuff, which is very donkey.
Yeah, very donkey.
So I guess it comes down to me. I think it's a lion.
Wow.
Donkey? We will be back tomorrow with Mystery 101. Very excited about that. We are wrapping up the first season of When Calls the Heart on Thursday.
And then
which is
we got
very
some,
big.
A one winter weekend for you on Friday.
Yes. Yes, we do. We will be doing all of that and more.
What's
the rest
the
of the
more?
Week.
What's the more we're doing?
Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray, set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.